News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm David McCollum. Attorney General Gettner Drummond joins with attorneys general of 23 other states, calling on the U.S. House of Representatives to create a framework for concealed carry across state lines. H.R. 38 would allow anyone lawfully cleared to carry a concealed firearm in their home state to enjoy the same privileges in any other state where concealed carry is legal. The city of Sulphur will receive a $50 million federal grant, according to U.S. Representative Tom Cole. The funds will be used to rebuild and restore parts of downtown Sulphur and historic areas damaged during last year's tornado. Oklahoma City police are searching for a suspect in a reported rape this morning in downtown Oklahoma City's Myriad Botanical Gardens. The suspect is described as a Hispanic male in his mid-20s with long hair that was in a bun. The victim says she was raped by the man who was released from the Oklahoma County Detention Center. More on these stories at RadioOklahomaNews.com. For the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm David McCollum.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that every cattle ranch plays a pivotal role in nourishing our communities. With every animal raised, you're not just ensuring a steady food supply, you're bringing quality and care to every table. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
Unexpected events happen all the time.
Sometimes they're world-changing.
About a third of the building has been blown away.
And sometimes they're dangerous.
Flipping over the I-44 bridge.
Severe weather? It's the most common type of breaking news.
There has been extensive damage.
At the locally owned station, it's our priority to give you accurate information.
So you can stay informed and safe.
So you can make your own decisions.
Extraordinary breaking news coverage on Oklahoma's own News on 6.